And welcome to Common Sense Revisited Radio Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Todd McGreevy. I'm your host for the next hour. Thank you for joining us. Today is Saturday, January 16th, 2010, and we have a guest today who will be joining us here in a few minutes for the rest of the hour, and I do appreciate you tuning in. Common Sense Revisited is the theme of this show, inspired by the works of Clyde Cleveland. I encourage everybody to visit commonsenserevisited.com to check out the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's Common Sense. It's an excellent, excellent magazine you can download for free at commonsenserevisited.com as a PDF, or you can order your own copies for distribution to your family and friends. I have personally handed out hundreds of copies of Common Sense Revisited. It's an excellent, excellent primer on the difference between surrogate power and indigenous power, the foundations of the rule of law and the Constitution and the Republic that we live in. And it's an excellent icebreaker to get people talking about the important issues of the day. I encourage everybody to go check out commonsenserevisited.com. You can also download MP3s there or order CDs as well. There's also a user base where you can sign on and get into discussion forums with folks. Today we have a guest who's joining us. His name's Steve Armbruster, and we've got him on the line here. And I'll do a quick introduction of Steve. He's a 35-year-old former Marine, husband, father of two. He's a part owner in a construction company. But the reason he's joining us today is he's a member of the Get Out of Our House movement. And that is, I encourage everybody that's listening to go to this website. It is www.GOOH.com. That's three O's, standing for Get Out of Our House.com. And many of you have listened to me over the years rant back in here in Iowa where I live, or read any of my writings, know that I'm a I really have a hard time with the whole left-right paradigm that the mainstream media imposes on us. And there's numerous efforts out in the United States today to try and, you know, create the real change that we're looking for with regards to restoring our republic. And I think that this effort by Steve and his compatriots is really worth scrutinizing, and I do appreciate him joining us today on the air. Are you with us, Steve?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me on, Todd.
Excellent. I can hear you great. Wonderful. Steve, your mission statement here on your website says G-O-O-H stands for Get Out of Our House, and is pronounced like the word go. It is a nonpartisan plan to evict 435 career politicians in the U.S. House of Representatives and replace them with everyday Americans just like you. Can you give our listeners just a brief overview of how this idea came about, who inspired it, and where it's heading?
Well, certainly. One, it's great to be on your radio show. I really appreciate the opportunity to share with your listeners what we're doing. And Go was really the brainchild of a man by the name of Tim Cox. He's a resident of a town called Liberty Hill, which is a suburb of Austin, Texas. And a few years ago, back, I guess the year of the hurricane, when Hurricane Katrina came ashore, he really fell through some several changing points and turning points in his life. And a lot of these things all came to a head all at that same time frame. And really, the linchpin of it was he was driving down the road with his son in the truck, and a poll came on the news that said, you know, Rasmussen reports from poll that said the Congress had an 85% disapproval rating. Mm-hmm. Yet 95% of everybody that was going to run for reelection was going to win. And he just started complaining. Mm-hmm. And his son said, well, Dad, you're a smart guy, and you always tell us don't complain about stuff. Go fix it. Go fix it. And so he had that challenge just kind of hanging out there. And, you know, having dealt with, you know, the loss of his mom, his dad, and dealing with the hurricanes that had come ashore in Houston and things along those lines, it really brought to bear, you know, what can we do to solve this problem? So Tim's a computer guy, and he's worked on some really cool ideas and really changed the paradigm of the world that you and I live in right now. His first major project, he worked on the KH-11 spy satellite, which, you know, for all of us who sat in our living rooms and watched the Gulf War on the news, you were seeing those images being beamed down from space of them, you know, throwing bombs through front doors and things along those lines. he was, you know, part of the technical guys that wrote the code that built those KH-11 spy satellites. He also was involved in the building of the first credit card reader that went into a gas pump. And, you know, how many people, you know, today will, you know, drive around and pull up to the gas station, stick your card in, buy your gas, get in the car and leave, never even talk to an attendant. Funny part about that was he pitched these ideas to the folks at BP Oil and Shell Oil and things along those lines, and more often than not, he got laughed out of the meetings. I said, oh, who's gonna pay for their gas with a credit card? No one pays for gas with a credit card. Everybody buys it with cash. And a lot of these oil companies lost out on a huge ability to make some serious money by buying the rights into this before it got started. And, you know, he also worked for Dell Computer Company and worked for them for about a dozen years and really revolutionized the way that people buy and sell and build computers. And when he got started working for Dell, there was 40 companies that were competing against Dell selling computers. Today, there's one. And in every one of these areas, Tim has been, you know, blessed to be in the right place at the right time, but has been part of that paradigm shift. And that's really what we're talking about today, is a paradigm shift in how we choose who's going to represent us in Congress. I get people that complain, says, oh, well, you can't do that. Well, people have said that you can't do something for a very long time, and oftentimes they stand by and say, well, you can't do that, and they're passed by the person who does it. Mm-hmm, and so he designed the system to allow the people to actually choose someone who's going to be accountable to them, not going to be subject to any special interest money, not going to be held under the controlling thumb of one of the two major parties. And that's really the beauty of GO, that we can eliminate special interest money, the two-party systems, and the desire to maintain office for as long as you possibly can from the system, and actually put the accountability back into the hands of the people. Because right now, politicians, their priorities are set up in such a way that we, the voters, are fourth at best on their list of priorities.
Absolutely. It's that backgrounder on Tim is very helpful, because it's obvious from your website that the technical aspect of your tools are shipshape. I mean, you guys do a great job. I want to commend you on your website. It's extremely well done. The FAQs are outstanding. There's going to be a break coming up here in just a second, and when we come back, we're going to get into some of those details. But I do encourage everybody to go look at this website. And, you know, the broad brushstroke here is that this is an effort to bypass the two-party system. This is an effort to get somebody elected to, essentially, you know, there's flip this house, retake Congress. There's all kinds of, I mean, the concept of turning over all 435 career politicians is not new. We've all, you know, wished for it and talked about it and, you know, stuck our toe in the dirt and, gosh, what if we could do this? And we could thank Tim Cox's son, it sounds like, for challenging him to put this together. We're going to get back to this right after the break. Steve, stay with us.
All right.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hello and welcome back to Common Sense Revisited radio show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host for the next hour. My name is Todd McGreevy, and we have with us on the phone Steve Armbruster, who's one of the national coordinators for the Get Out of Our House movement. That is at www.goooh.com. Steve, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent, excellent. So let's give the listeners a brief overview of the how the system works. It's a grassroots effort of like a self-selection system in the districts. There's 435 districts in America. How will that process work?
Absolutely. Well, once again, our plan is to remove all 435 career politicians from the House of Representatives, and we're going to do that by choosing from amongst ourselves the best individual that can actually go up and represent us. Currently, you know, we've got 435 self-serving individuals that are up there, and I tell people, you know, it's not about any one individual. You could probably name 5 or 10 really good representatives that are up there, but I ask people, says, is that the best person that we can come up with out of 660,000 people to represent you? And the answer to that across the board is always no. So how do we find that right person? So what we ask everybody to do is go to our website, goooh.com, and click on the button that says Join Now. Give us your email address and name. That's all we want at this point. We do not want or need money. What we're looking for is just a membership base large enough to where we can make the system work. Once we hit 500,000 members, we'll have the manpower to get signatures to get on the ballot. We'll have the resources to fund a national ad campaign. And we'll ask all of those 500,000 people who have become members for a one-time donation of $100. And that's going to fund the national advertising campaign, which is going to grow our numbers from 500,000 to 5 million to 50 million. We'll also ask you to answer 100 questions on how would you vote if you go to Congress on the different issues of the day. And, you know, pick an issue. We've probably got a question that's going to cover it. Taxes, spending, abortion, foreign affairs, the wars. You know, it just really covers the gambit. And says, if a piece of legislation came to you worded a very specific way, would you vote for this piece of legislation or against it? A lot of pushback from people saying, oh, well, you know, there's some gray areas in this and that. And our stance is when you go to Congress, you only have two choices. You're going to vote for something or you're going to vote against it. Now, chances of us getting a piece of legislation that is exactly 2 sentences long is pretty slim, not going to happen. But what we're looking for is to draw a line in the sand and say, stand on one side of the line or the other and defend your position. So if you like the fair tax plan that Neil Bortz has put forward, then you would say you would vote for it. If you don't, you would say you'd vote against it. And for me, it's more important that you can explain why you would do what you would do, more than are you in favor of this one thing or against it. Mm-hmm. When we get 500,000 people in, that's all signed up on our website, everybody has answered the 100 questions. Late this spring, what we're going to do is we're going to group everybody together by congressional districts in groups of 10 and randomly sort you. And then one Saturday, you're going to sit down with 9 other people and interview these people and find out who is the best person here that could go to Congress and actually represent us. And so out of every group of 10, you're going to vote for 2 people to go forward and represent you. Now, you can't vote for yourself. So that kind of takes that, you know, self-aggrandizement away from it. So you're not trying to promote yourself. The goal is find the best 2 people. So after that first week, 80% of all the participants are going to go home, and they will have done their part. They have chosen the 2 best people. The next week, we'll do it again with new but fewer groups of 10. And after going through 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks of this, we'll eventually get to the point where we only have 10 people left in the group. And out of those 10 people, we will choose the best person to go forward and represent us. And that's really the heart and soul of how we're going to choose a new representative, which is completely different than the popularity contest that we have to go through now, to where you raise $1 million and then you try to make sure your hair is combed the right way and that you kiss enough babies and shake enough mm-hmm. hands to get elected.
That process, Steve, is really interesting because it almost is like the precinct, you know, there's a lot of people espousing the whole precinct concept, like Jim Condit Jr. and others that are, you know, in the John Birch Society, the Campaign for Liberty, all those folks that all talked about the key is to get to your precincts. And I think that this concept of having, you know, starting with small groups of 10, all vetting each other essentially and moving up the ladder. And it's kind of like a mutual agreement, like, okay, we all sat in the room together and 10 of us looked at each other and looked at our questionnaires and how we filled it out and figured out that these 2 were the best of these 10 in the room and go up the ladder. Is that a correct summary?
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. right now we're running all over the country what we call mock selection sessions. And mm-hmm. we tried to, in order to get people on board with the system, what I'm trying to do for your listeners right now is analogous to trying to describe the color change of the leaves up in the New England states. It's mm-hmm. really difficult to describe. So what we've done is we built a mock selection session, and any one of our members can go to the website and they can actually download the instructions, the score sheet, and a questionnaire that's 20 questions long. And if you've got an hour and a half and 6 friends together, you can actually run one of these things in your living room tonight. Mm-hmm. But it gives you a feel for how the system actually works. And, you know, you give a 1-minute introduction to yourself, to the group, you answer mm-hmm. these 20 questions, and you then interview the other 5 people. And I have been through literally dozens of these events, whether I've personally participated or just officiated over them and, you know, kind of made sure that everything was working according to plan. And we've literally done 3,000 of these things across the nation already. Mm-hmm. And the people that rise up out of just a small group of 6, far and away are the best people there. The individuals who can't carry on an intelligent conversation without saying 16 times, or using the word like after every other noun, they're not the people that get chosen. The individuals that, and we've had several politicians who are running for office who have tried to get on board with us, more often than not, those politicians are the ones that get eliminated first because they're going
Steve,
to try to...
hold that thought, Steve. We've got a break here. This is very fascinating, and we'll continue right after the break.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello and welcome back to Common Sense Revisited on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Todd McGreevy. I have with me our guest, Steve Armbruster from Get Out of Our House. That's GOOH.com. Steve, we were just talking about the process of the 435 districts in America. This is a definite effort to turn over the career politicians in the U.S. House of Representatives. You guys have set the minimum bar to start with at 500,000 citizens signing up at the website to be participants. Ostensibly, each one of those people is a potential candidate. They have to fill out a questionnaire of how they would vote as well. Doing some quick math here, 500,000 folks divided by 435 districts is just under 1,200 people per district. I'm sure it won't turn out exactly like that. But the first one of the first action steps that you said in the late spring will be that it will be, I think your group will organize groups of 10 within each district to get together and self-select. Is that correct?
That is correct. And our goal is to have a minimum of 1,000 people in every district. And currently we've got leaders in every state who are currently trying to choose leaders of individuals. And it's not that, you know, we're trying to pick people that are, you know, have a particular mentality or mindset or political structure. We're just looking for someone who's willing to get out, work, and grow the organization. At this point, you know, what my political views or Tim's or the leader of Ohio's political views are really has no bearing on anything. What we're trying to do is draw more people to the process. We believe that because we are a nonpartisan group, we actually have the opportunity to flip the Republican seats and the Democrat seats. The problem that we currently have is almost every district in the United States is gerrymandered in such a way that either a Republican or a Democrat is going to win, period, end of story. So by drawing across the board, we want to draw people from all different political stripes to our organization so that we'll end up with a representative that actually represents the mentality and the mindset of the people that live in that district.
What I'm really fascinated by is that just the mere act of having 100 meetings on one day. And I keep saying, like you just criticized, so I better quit doing that if I want to be involved. Eh? 100 meetings on a given Saturday with 10 people actually having a thorough dialogue about this questionnaire that we're going to get to in a second here, that in and of itself happening across America will raise the bar considerably, considering what we have to deal with right now with the caucusing and the traditional two-party system. So I hope that this can actually happen, because that would just be an amazing thing.
Well, I'm still fairly young, but all my life I've been told that there's two things you don't talk about. You don't talk about religion, you don't talk about politics. Mm-hmm. And as such, we have allowed the political discourse to be dictated to us by politicians and media types. And whatever they say is acceptable and politically correct, and that's what we're allowed to talk about. This is going to get us the opportunity to actually have an intelligent conversation with people of either like, different, or completely dissimilar mindsets as to what we actually have. Nowadays, you know, if you have a discussion with somebody who disagrees with you on something, it breaks down into name-calling and yelling and screaming. But in every one of these things, every one of these mock selection sessions I've been to, everybody walks away from this and says, wow, that was so great, so invigorating, so wonderful to actually have a discussion about the issues. And you don't get into a situation where, oh, well, you're just a right-wing loon, or you're a left-wing loon, or whatever. It's, you get into these situations, you discuss the differences of opinion that you have. And, yeah, the discussions may get intense, but it doesn't break down into name-calling and things along those lines, because you're trying to interview this person to see whether or not I'd recommend them to go forward and continue and represent us.
Steve, two other key components I want to bring up for our listeners, I think, that differentiate your program from others, is that you are trying to take the money out of the process. Part of the sign-on, if you will, is that you ask the participants to agree that they would not spend more than $20,000 of their own raised money in their district and rely upon kind of your umbrella fundraising at the national level, correct me where I'm wrong, at the national level to promote the whole go candidacy nationwide, which, you know, right. all ships rise equally type approach.
Yes, absolutely. We will ask everybody that wants to participate for $100. At the 500,000 member mark, that means we've raised $50 million, and we'll basically do that relatively overnight. We'll then continue to grow the organization, and we'll get a little bit more of a war chest as more people sign on. But we do have one of the commitments that you have to agree to is that you have to agree to not spend more than $20,000 of either your own money or raised money, and that you'll accept no more than $500 from any one individual. And basically what that does is that eliminates the draw and the responsibility you're going to have to pay back somebody who bought your candidacy and paid for your seat. And we will run a national ad campaign with that $50 million. It's basically going to sound something along the lines of, if you like the $11 trillion, the $12 trillion debt, you like the out-of-control spending, you like the open borders, you like the 30% failure rate from high school, then continue to vote for the same Republicans and Democrats that have given you this over, you know, just all of our lives. However, if you want something different, vote for the Go Party candidate in your district.
We're going to continue this dialogue with Steve from the Get Out of Our House movement right after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same same natural plant sterols as 1-beta-prostate. And if you haven't tried beta-prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Revisited Radio Hour on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Todd McGreevy. For the next half hour, we have Steve Armbruster, who's one of the national coordinators for the Get Out of Our House campaign and party movement to have 435 representatives elected and replace the current House of Representatives. Steve, we were just talking about the 500,000 people, Mark, you're asking everybody to donate $100. You're going to generate a $50 million war chest, if you will, to promote the candidates that are rising up through the ranks through this self-selection process in each district. And I want to get a little housekeeping out of the way just for those who are wondering, you know, who is go and so forth. And if you go to the donate button at GOOH.com, they do have a very succinct explanation of where those funds will be allocated. It states here that the monies will be directed to the GO National Committee, which is considered a non-connected PAC until National Committee status can be achieved. There's some more details about the how that will be used. 50% of the funds collected for the national campaign, 30% for marketing GO, 10% for admin, technology, legal, and 10% in reserve. I do want to point out that one of the themes I've learned, Steve, by looking at your guys' website and reading your forums is you're upfront about the fact that this is a process that's evolving daily. There is no rule book here. You guys are trying to do something that's, as you said earlier at the show, a paradigm shift. And I do compliment your that approach. Do you want to address that at all?
Yeah, well, talking about the money real quick, one of the things we're also upfront and honest about right now is please don't send us any money. I mean, how many times do you hear somebody in the political realm saying, don't send me any money, I don't want any money right now? And mm-hmm. Our goal is 500,000 members. Once we hit 500,000 members, that's when we'll ask those who are still interested and serious about participating to donate at that time. But, yeah, we've tried to be as open and as honest as we can be about all things. There are still some issues that are quite contentious, and one of the big ones is the term limits rule. The only plank that's in the GO platform is a two-term term limit for the House of Representatives. And I Trust me, I have heard every argument both for and against the term limits. Some people say, well, two terms is not enough. You need three or four or five terms. And others say, well, you're taking away my natural rights and natural and invading the natural law when it comes to I'm no longer going to be able to choose who I want when you say that someone's been serving for two terms, so now they have to get out. I've literally heard all of the arguments about it, and in all of the meetings I've ever done all over the nation, there is only one question that I am asked everywhere I go, and that is, will GO bring us term limits? Term limits is a huge hot-button issue. It was what the 1994 contract with America and that revolution that the Republicans brought in, that's what really carried them in, was the term limit issue. And then when Dick Armey was made the majority leader in the House of Representatives, he was asked about term limits, and he says, oh, well, we don't need term limits now. We're in power. We wanted term limits when the Democrats were in power, but now we're in power, so we don't need term limits. And we've been hamstrung by that issue for the last 20 years, where the people want it and the politicians don't want it. So, yes,
well, I should know the answer to this question, Steve, and that is, do term limits, enacting term limits, require a constitutional amendment, which requires a constitutional convention, which is a whole other can of worms, or can term limits be enacted through statute and legislation?
Actually, none of the above. It does require a constitutional amendment, but that does not require a constitutional convention. There are two ways in which you can amend the Constitution. There are 28 amendments to the Constitution. 10 of those were accepted all at once with a Bill of Rights, which most everybody's aware of. But all of those things, all of the amendments were passed via the first method of amending the Constitution, which is a two-thirds majority vote in both houses of Congress, and then three-quarters of all of the state houses have to approve that amendment as well. Now, that's option one on how you amend the Constitution. Option two is you call a constitutional convention, and they bring out the amendments to the Constitution, and then they have to be ratified by three-quarters of the state houses as well. Mm-hmm. We can amend the Constitution for anything that we want as long as it goes through the House and the Senate without calling a constitutional convention. And I do understand about the big can of worms being opened if you call a constitutional convention, and I'm not a huge supporter of that idea because of the problems that it could cause. I believe that, you know, there are some things that we do need to amend the Constitution on. I don't want to see 50 amendments to the Constitution. I could probably see two or three that I think we really need to have in place. And the rest, everything else can be officiated with well-written laws. And you can restrict the jurisdiction of the federal court system and things along those lines. But I kind of digress at that point. But
The term limits is definitely part of your litmus test. I mean, there's a two-tier kind of questionnaire when you sign up to be part of this GO system, and that is the first 20 or so questions is really kind of, you know, are you 18 years old? Are you a citizen? You know, the generic things that are in the Constitution. And then the last one, which, as you put it, is part of the GO platform, is will you support a – if there's a vote, there's a big if the vote comes up, will you support an amendment to make it a two-term limit for the House? And, yes, there's definitely some contention on your forms. I was checking out your forms earlier today. They're very robust. I encourage everybody to go check those forms out. They're extremely useful, and it shows that you guys are very open to dialogue and an evolving process that you're getting involved with. You know, those of us who are the Jeffersonian, you know, small L libertarian types are, you know, I have a few problems with some of the, you know, the aspects of this, but I commend everything you guys are doing. I think it's an excellent, excellent effort. Let's talk about the questionnaire a little bit. It's 100 questions, or just under 100 questions. It's pretty lengthy. How many questionnaires have you had completed?
We've got 50,000 members, and off the top of my head, I can't tell you how many people have actually completed the questionnaire. For me, it was far and away the hardest test I've ever taken in my life. There are some questions that for me were just brain dead answers. Oh yeah, I would absolutely support that, or I would absolutely vote against that. Mm-hmm. There's a question on there. Would you support a nationalized health care bill? So I mean, that was a no brainer, real easy question for me to answer. There were others that I either didn't understand what the question was asking, or my initial thought was one thing, and then the longer I thought about it, and I says, okay, well, I could answer that. But what are the unintended consequences and the ramifications of voting that way?
Mm-hmm.
there are several questions, and we get a lot of pushback on the forums from people. It says, well, you said, oh, would you amend the Constitution for this, and would you amend the Constitution for that? And people get all bent out of shape because we ask a question whether or not you'd amend the Constitution, when people would say, I wouldn't amend the Constitution for anything, and that's fine. Part of the questions, they have kind of two tiers. One is the surface question, would you be in favor of this event, you know, whatever it be, whether it's, you know, spending or health care or fair tax or limiting farm subsidies, would you be in favor of that? And then the second tier of that question is, should it be a constitutional amendment, if that's the way that question is worded? Should it be something that the federal government should be involved with in any way whatsoever anyhow? So that's kind of the way that goes. And you had asked whether or not we're kind of made the comment that we're still kind of a growing and changing system. I'm actually one of the members of the questions committee, and our responsibility is to take input from the forums and from questions that are submitted through the website. People that say, I don't like the way that question is worded, let's word it better. Or, I think that question is stupid, and we shouldn't have that question at all. Or, and like, I was on an interview Thursday night, and someone brought up, says, well, are you going to bring, can you bring a question to the forum that would be, it says, would you be in favor of removing the electronic counting machines and have an open vote count after the election? And I had talked with him, and he says, you know, that sounds like a really good question. Let's go ahead and get that put together, put that through the questions committee, see if we can get that added. So the question.
I think your questionnaire. Go ahead.
The questionnaire is an ongoing and growing process. It's something that we're trying to make better every time that we put our hands on it.
And I think it's important for listeners to know that the purpose of the questionnaire is what I see twofold. A, it helps with the dialogue in your respective districts in those self-selection meetings of 10, so that you can all understand where you stand on these respective issues. But also, you guys are really, you asked everybody to sign a commitment letter that actually says, you know, that you, if I sign this, I'll be held to what I answered this questionnaire. If I actually get elected and I am in the House of Representatives, if these votes that are on the questionnaire come up while I'm in Congress and I go against it, then I will remove myself. There's a lot of talk out there of trying to, you know, get a contract with people who are elected to do what they say they'll do once they get in office. And this is an attempt to do that. And you do allow for a revision process, if you will, back to your constituents, you know, involved with the GO process. But one thought I want to share is I think that your questionnaire brings into sharp focus the challenge we face in America, you know, this lack of understanding of the fundamental principles of property rights, the differences between privileges and rights that inform the Constitution, because at the most base level, your program does truly want to represent the populace within the district, and that's to be commended. It definitely gets to the core of, you know, its self-selection within the respective district. Whereas those of us who are more, as I said earlier, Jeffersonian, or, you know, would say, well, why can't we just ask the people who are getting elected, that are actually taking an oath of office, to uphold the Constitution? There already is a rule book. You know, we could set aside this 100 questionnaires, just, you know, hypothetically for a second, and there's the rule book. It's called the Constitution. You swore an oath to uphold it. You know, why not just go for that as your kind of surety bond, if you will, or your commitment letter?
Well, I actually had a conversation quite similar to this right before I got on the radio with you. And I said, well, why can't you just find somebody who's already on the ballot and convince them to, you know, uphold your principles and things along those lines? And I looked right in the eye and I says, well, can I convince you to change your mind on taxes, spending, and abortion? Well, she says, well, no. And I says, well, then what makes you think that I'm going to be able to change somebody else's mind? We've had the swearing in ceremony and the oath of office as long as the country's been around. And far and away, most of these people don't understand what the Constitution says. Most of these people have never read the Constitution. I served in the Marines for over 5 years. During that time, I'd actually raised my right hand and swore an oath, I think, four different times during during my entire enlistment to uphold and defend the Constitution. Most people that are in the military have never read the Constitution because they're educated just like everybody else is. And so they don't get any real education and training in what the Constitution actually says, or means. And I remember when I was in high school, what we were taught about the Constitution was the Bill of Rights were the first 10 amendments. You've got the freedom of speech and religion and press at the First Amendment, the right to bear arms in the Second Amendment, right not to incriminate yourself in the Fifth. You know, we had prohibition, and prohibition was repealed. And then there's the elastic clause, which the Congress can do pretty much whatever they want, and the interstate commerce clause. And that's what we were taught about the Constitution. And in a political discussion group I've been leading for about a year now, we've actually done a line-by-line walkthrough of the founding of the nation and what the Constitution actually means and says. And in that year's process, I learned infinitely more than I ever learned in high school or college about the founding of our nation. And so asking individuals to sign up says, okay, just obey the oath you took, requires people to actually have been educated about that. And unfortunately, most people aren't educated enough about what our Constitution actually says and what it means.
Mm-hmm. It's a very challenging task you've put together with this questionnaire, because it certainly does generate some dialogue. And for those of, I'll read one of them here. Will you vote for or against a penalty of at least 20 years in prison on the first offense for dealers 16 or older who sell drugs to minors? Well, it's kind of a tough one to answer, because if you're somebody like me who thinks the war on drugs is a complete failure and the hypocrisy that alcohol is legal but, marijuana isn't, this doesn't really solve any problems answering that question. So it's a conundrum, but at a minimum, as I've read on your forums, listen, everybody, you'll have the chance to vet these questions in these self-selection, the selection sessions themselves, right? Am I right on that?
Yeah. Well, my personal favorite question to really pick at is the question, would you vote for or against a law that requires removal of the bottom 3% of teachers every year? Well, at first blush, I said, man, that's a wonderful idea. Let's get rid of the bottom 3% of teachers, and we're actually going to improve our school systems. Because if you keep cutting off the bottom portion of the pile, eventually the only thing you'll have left is the cream of the crop. But then do I want the federal government to actually issue a decree to some 1A or 2A school in Kansas or Iowa or Texas that says you have to fire the bottom 3% of your teachers? Oh, and by the way, how are you going to define what the bottom 3% of your teachers are?
Thank you.
So I have problems with questions like that. So yeah. On my questionnaire, I say I would vote against it. I'm in theory, I like the idea, but I don't want the federal government to make that issue. And I want everything returned to as local of a level as possible. And so when I sit down and I discuss this with people, because that's one of the questions that's on the mock selection session questionnaire, most people are in favor of that because they think the idea is a really good idea. Let's get rid of the worst of the worst. When I ask them, says, okay, well, how are you going to define who's the bottom 3%, and do you really want that decree coming from the federal government? Mm-hmm. And people go, well, you got a good point there. So once again, it comes down to why do you think what you think as in addition to what you think. So
it seems like a potentially longer way to get around to the issue of why should the federal government be involved in our education to begin with.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the other questions on the questionnaire is, would you vote for the abolishment of the Department of Education? Mm-hmm. So you can, when you go to the full-blown session this spring, you will have the answers of the other 9 people that are going to be in your group. Mm-hmm. You will have the ability to sort those questions by order of priority. So if questions 15, 17, 23, and 75 are the most important to you, you can sort the pile by those. They will be at the top, and you can see who are the people that's going to be voting for the fair tax or voting against the nationalized healthcare system. And you can immediately eliminate those individuals who don't believe the way that you believe. And, yes, okay, you might be nice and wonderful and well-accomplished in your life, but you and I just don't agree on 70% of issues. So no matter how good you look, how great your history and your story is, sorry, I just can't support you.
Mm-hmm. Steve, we've got about 12 or 14 minutes left in the show, and I wish we could talk longer. And I do want to put the phone number out there if anybody has any questions. It's 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you have a short, succinct question we can get on the air for Steve, that would be great. an observation after hearing all this, Steve, that I have is that the questionnaire, again, I encourage everybody to go to it. It's right on your home, the front page. It says, how will you vote? You can't miss it when you go there. And it's a fascinating read. It unfortunately, in my opinion, kind of starts with the premise that government is benevolent, that we can fix our problems with all these machinations and details and, the factors of X for how much, foreign aid we're going to send abroad, depending on these current circumstances.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hello and welcome back to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Todd McGreevy, and we have with us Steve Armbruster from Get Out of Our House. That's www.goh.com, Get Out of Our House. And Steve, right before the break there, I was saying how that the questionnaire will be frustrating to those of us who focus on the government that governs least governs best. But as I'm looking at this, I'm hopeful, and I think it may, what you guys have done may just bring that dialogue to the top. It's just a little different way to get there. And, sometimes it takes this type of process to get to that level of understanding. And I do applaud the efforts that you guys are pursuing.
Yeah. One of the other pushbacks we have about the questionnaire is, oh, you guys have a particular bent, and I can tell it just by reading your questions. Well, the questions have been written specifically to cover from both standpoints, from the far left or the far right, from the conservative or liberal standpoint, if you will, so that there will not be an individual who votes for every bill or votes against every bill. You're going to have to sit down and read, and some of those things are specifically designed to force you to, and, two prime examples, if you're in favor of the fair tax, you would vote for that one. If you're in favor of the health care bill, you would vote for that one as well on the way it's worded on our questionnaire. I don't know too many people who would be in favor of the fair tax who would also be in favor of the nationalized health care system. So the questions are written from both sides of the aisle to get people to think and also to prove that, you know, we have no bias, we have no standpoint that we're trying to push upon people. What we want is a representative from San Francisco who's going to represent the people of San Francisco, and somebody from the Midwest is going to represent that person, that candidate's going to represent those people. So that's really our goal.
Well, and by, you know, taking the big money out of it, you certainly are going to head in a big direction to achieve that. Let's talk briefly about, before the end of this hour hits us, fast forward to the be careful what we ask for a moment, okay? 500,000 people, you know, you're at 50,000 right now. There's the recognition that is starting to build. You're getting some mainstream media attention on your website. There's some clips there from those various outlets. The momentum is building. 500,000 people sign up. You generated $50 million, and they all donate $100, and you got $50 million in the war chest. But there's still some unknowns here. For instance, there could be some states that just don't want to. Illinois, for instance, is a horrible, horrible state with regards to getting somebody other than the Democrat or Republican on the ballot.
This is true. We've actually done the research, and we know what the rules and laws are to get on the ballot in every state. And right now, the way it stands, we think that we're going to be able to get on 48 of the 50 states without a problem. And the other two, we're convinced we can get on there, and Illinois is one of those two. We're convinced we can get on there, but it's going to be a lot more, it's going to require a lot more effort. There are six ways to get on the ballot in every state, and most of the people that are involved in the party would be hard-pressed to name more than three. So, and I've never run across anybody who knows all six. It's just kind of the way it goes. So, and, you know, we play those cards close to our chest because the two-party system really wants to make sure that they stay in power. And the way they stay in power is by limiting competition. So at this point, what we're really asking people to do is just get to our website, GOOH.com, and become a member. And becoming a member, there's no further requirement. If you decide later on that you don't want to participate, no harm, no foul, no big deal. But, you know, if we can get the national media to see the groundswell of support, we can no longer be ignored. And the only reason we don't have our 500,000 members right now is because we're not that well known yet, and we will be very soon, and we are well on track to making the run for the 2010 election cycle.
Well, I'm impressed with your website. I mean, it's really impressive. You've got all kinds of resources there. You guys are obviously very organized, and I do encourage everybody out there to check out GOOH.com. Get out of our house. I think we're at the end of our show here. Let me make sure I'm synced up here. Steve, really do appreciate you joining us today, and keep up the great work out there. Thank you so much for joining us.
It was my pleasure. Look forward to coming back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey kit.